I am not sure of the reports and its sources. As coordinator of the National Information Center, I don't have that information. Therefore, I doubt its authenticity.
Where do you think this information is coming from?
Well, that is what we have been faced with since this incident started. Lots of misinformation has been going on in the air, both local and international. And Nigerians out there who are not part of what is happening at home are really feeling agitated and worried. But we have so many of such stories, even in some of our local newspapers, that are not true.
So what are you specifically doing about this as the coordinator in the president's office?
A direct response to it is the establishment of this National Information Center, which I find myself managing. I am the Director General of the National Orientation Agency in Nigeria. And what we have done is to ensure that the streamlining of information and to serve as the only credible source of information to the people available and put in place by the government of Nigeria. So what happens here is that every other agency engaged in this activity is channels their reports and outcomes to this center and is further related to citizens.
What is the government specifically doing about this abducted girls, especially when the government and the president have come under withering criticisms about not doing enough?
Well, what I can easily say is that part of the misinformation has led to the kind of accusation and allegations against the president and government of Nigeria, and that is unfortunate. The government is doing its best within the capacity that it has at the moment. It has mobilized troops and has a division of the Nigerian Army with two battalions stationed in the area and working assiduously with citizens. The government is also mobilizing citizens to be aware, to be security conscious, and to participate in the task of arresting this insurgency because, as you know, 80% of insurgency worldwide is fought by citizens. And so if government had not been doing anything, in the first instance, there wouldn't have been a state of emergency. There wouldn't have been a joint task force in Maiduguri. There wouldn't have been even the effort at getting the multinational joint task force operating in the area. And so many of the activities have been going on. And, of course, there wouldn't have been activities that had led to the arrest of some of these Boko Haram suspects, both within the country and those that have fled the country.
Tell me, what has been the cooperation of all these international experts who have come to help the government to search for these girls? Some people are even speculating that some of these girls have been broken into several groups and spirited away into neighboring countries. How are you coordinating?
No, we don't subscribe to that view. But the international partners and support are being briefed. They are meeting with respective security agencies and other organs of government. They are being debriefed to engage in that in the game.
What information are you putting out there concerning this, what you described as misinformation, both locally and internationally?
Well, essentially, let all of us direct this campaign at the insurgents. Let the whole world direct its thoughts, its words, its actions against the insurgents, because that is a problem for Nigeria and it's also a problem for the world. You know, the entire world, the global community, is undergoing this stress of fighting terrorism and other forms of such criminal tendencies. So let's focus on the goal and not be distracted by irrelevancies. And I want to assure you that Nigeria and its government remains committed and is standing by the parents and standing with the students to ensure that they are back home safely.